You're listening to Type Radio. My name is Armand Mavis. Now we're talking.
Guten Abend. Jetzt gibt es Type Radio.
You're listening to Type Radio. My name is Donald.
I'm Lisa.
We're at the Integrated Conference in Antwerp. It's October 22nd, 2009. And our guest is Armand Mavis. Welcome.
Welcome.
Your better half is not here present. You're doing the presentation. You also did the presentation alone. Is that a choice?
It's a choice, yes. Because we experienced, like in the past, that when we were together on stage, that we had these kind of the problem always. Like, Linda was talking about one project, and then I would talk about the other. And it's kind of every time it was like sometimes it went well, and another time it didn't really work. And also not both of us don't want to go all the time to give a talk. So at a certain point, I think it became more clear for us to divide.
And when you do client presentations, do you do those together?
Yeah, we do them together. I think that's another thing, because when you talk with a client, actually you are already designing. So it becomes part of the design process.
How do you work together?
It's already this. I mean, first it's a commitment towards each other that you start to work together. It means that you value the opinion of the other. So also what I said, like if you start to have a meeting with a client and you just talk about the project, then both of us just say whatever we want to say. But at the same time, what you say becomes part of your thinking. So when Linda brings something up or I bring something up, we take that with us, and it can become like maybe it's already the basic concept is maybe already formulated while talking with the client. So actually working together is for us is much more a conversation than making a sketch on screen or whatever.
But do you feel like if you work on your own, do you feel like you have a missing part of you?
No, it forces you to... I mean, the bad thing about working for yourself is that if you do something alone, for instance, like when Linda is not there, Linda probably has the other way. When I'm not there, she feels the same. The bad thing is that you feel completely on your own, and you know I have to solve it. You know, there is no escape. If you work together, you always think like, oh, if I cannot solve it, then of course, then maybe Linda comes up with something. So you have a better sleep. There's always, you're not fully responsible. So, but the good thing also about being on yourself is that since you know that you have to solve it, it also makes you more nervous, but sometimes it also can give you this kind of tension, can also lead to another kind of work, which is sometimes also good to do it yourself. So I must say, we do everything together, but sometimes there are these projects that we do separately, and of course we discuss them, but you feel the responsibility on your own, and that's sometimes also good. Mm.
Has it gone wrong, your cooperation, in which you really disagreed, or you always managed to find the right solution?
I don't think it ever went wrong. I think that in the beginning of our collaboration, we had much more problems about bringing the form, to come up with a form that we both liked. Since as a student you develop your own kind of language, and when you start to work together, maybe you can agree about ideas, but you have a different opinion about form. So I think there we had like these discussions, and those discussions are of course very subjective, because it's about color, it's about type, it's about composition, and we had like huge arguments. But I think slowly form in our work became much more the result of these ideas. And that's also why it became much easier to work together, because if you have a conversation and you have a clear idea, then we also know that this idea can only work if the form is following this idea. And there are not so many options anymore. It's not about red and blue. It's actually, it can only be red, you know, because blue means something else, or it can only be with this typeface because another typeface would be wrong. So many things are kind of actually you can say, well, you can cross them out, you know. There are less options. So that makes the talk about form an easier conversation.
And did you ever consider bringing another person within your...
No.
Never?
No. Well, actually, you can say that when we work together, we hand over projects at a certain point also to others. And at that moment, the other becomes also a partner in the conversation. So when things go... when there are unexpected things in a project, things that still need to be solved, that third person is maybe even leading in the conversation about this. And then sometimes it happens, of course, that maybe either Linda and I disagree, but there is an agreement between either that person and Linda or that person and me. And then sometimes, you just think like, okay, you know, just you do it or I do it. It also happens that just one of us is actually guiding one of these designers, helping us out, which also means that they work together. And for instance, I'm out, or I work together with that person and Linda is out. And that helps also, because sometimes three is difficult.
Oh, quickly relating to that, sorry. So what do you think is Linda's worst and best traits then? And also yours?
I must say that I think it's really hard to say, because there is always a balance, I think, in your input. But of course, sometimes there is a project where maybe one of us feels more kind of on top of, or feels more kind of connected to, and then maybe the input of one is maybe stronger than of the other. But I think if you just look overall to all the kind of projects, I think the balance is kind of equal. Of course, we also have different preferences and different things, but I think that the differences are not that big. So it's not so much about that you can say, okay, Linda is really representing this in our work, and I represent something else.
That's getting back to that you sort of have a temporary third partner in the collaboration. Is that happening more and more over the years, that you begin, like in the beginning of your career, you mostly did the work yourselves, and now being coming to a certain level, you have to hire more people?
Actually, it's not about a certain level. I think it's what I said today in my presentation is that in our work, we develop maybe a working method where we set up some kind of rules in advance, and then we try to execute those rules. So in the conversation Lynn and I have, we say, okay, it has to be like this and this and this and this, and then actually we make the book according to these ideas. So in the beginning, we executed those ideas ourselves, and sometimes, of course, you make like a small detour, or you end up somewhere else. But working like this means also that you understand that these instructions can easily be followed by others as well, and also what others bring back to you can also be like healthy. So it's not only a matter of sometimes need that you actually bring in someone else, but it's also a matter of something healthy, something that helps you also to hand it over. It means it's no longer your problem. There's some kind of a fresh person looking at it and discussing it with you. And I really enjoy that. I must say I really enjoy the fact that you collaborate, not only with the designer, but also actually on the other side, the collaboration with your client or artist you work with, or but also the collaboration with the printer. So I think like graphic design is a collaborative process anyway. So I'm not scared, you know. I think in the beginning we were maybe much more scared, because you thought like only we can solve it. It's only us, you know. Everything depends on us, and we are the artists, designers, whatever. But today I have a much more kind of, I think. I feel more convinced about what we actually do, and then you also start to be able to hand it over, you know, to let other people do things with it, because it's not so fragile anymore what you do.
Do you also teach this way of thinking to your students? I mean,
well, I teach. I try not to teach too much. I mean, I try. What I mean is, like, I teach one day a week. But I think slowly my idea about teaching changed. I was teaching like many years ago at a art school in Rotterdam, and then I felt really responsibility for the output of their work. So if they would make really bad work, I would start to make assignments which could lead in a way were kind of recipes for making good work. So, you know, if you do this and this and this, then finally the output would be good and I would be proud because my student would produce good work. What you see at the end, those students leave academies, maybe only like 10% or 20% is able to continue graphic design or is making interesting work, but the 80%, you know, all your inputs and all your tricks to actually learn them how to make good looking work, well, you can just, it's not important anymore because they do other jobs. So I think finally I changed in this idea that I think you should not dictate your students what they should make. You should actually let them talk and let them decide what to do. And the only thing you do is to reflect on those ideas. So
how long did this take to come to this realization about
teaching? Well, first I was teaching from when I was 27 till, what is it, maybe 31 in Rotterdam. That was like a bachelor. Then I didn't teach for a couple of years, but then I went to the Jan van Eyck Academy, which is like it's more like a master program at that time, not anymore now. And then I stopped there, and then I started teaching at the Werkplatz Typografie 7 years ago. And I think at the Jan van Eyck, I was still much more trying to control students by setting up projects and letting them work within my kind of system or my kind of ideas. And now I do as least as possible. So I am there, but I also really like them to get lost.
And how do you think a good student is always a good student, regardless of their teachers?
Yes, absolutely. I think good students are good students. It's impossible to let them make bad work if they're good students. Good students always make good work. And bad students are able to make better work, of course, if you really help them and tell them what they should do. But then it becomes a question, like, is it still their work? Or is it, like, no longer their work, but work influenced by others?
Well, not recently, but you hear this all the time, that they talk about the level of education is decreasing. But in this case, then,
It doesn't really matter, I think. And the only thing you can maybe say that a good environment for a student is, of course, is broadening their kind of world. So if what is important is, I think, of course, a good climate at a school, that they feel comfortable, that they are kind of challenged to work. But also like a good group of students, you know, if you have a motivated class, then you see that all the students get really motivated. If there's a group of people, nobody's really motivated, then of course it brings them down, also the good students, in like the amount of work they produce. So I think it's, I mean, like what I said, like a good student you cannot ruin, but of course you can help them. I think also, like, if there are really good people, creative people, maybe in countries where it's not so easy to make your work, of course you see that they cannot even make good work because there are no commissioners, it's not supported. So of course they are maybe really good, but there's no way for them to have a good chance to show what they can.
What do you think of the level of design education in the Netherlands?
I think it's not as good as probably everybody thinks, because I think that we are kind of have this opinion, like maybe we have like the best schools, graphic design schools in the world. But I must say that when we get applications at the Werkplatz Typografie, they're coming from everywhere. We don't select Dutch above others. Surprisingly, many of the Dutch students who come and apply make work that well, that we think is not they cannot compete maybe with people from other countries. So, which means that also what students do in other countries is equally good or sometimes even better.
And do you have an explanation for that? Is it mainly that the perception of the Dutch design students is wrong?
I am more closer to the work that students do at the bachelor program of Artes, for instance. There is a big difference between Artes and the Rietveld Academy, where Linda is teaching. I think Rietveld you cannot even compare, because maybe 60 to 70% of the students come from other countries anyway, so you cannot really say it's a Dutch school. I think Artes is maybe one of the few schools which is still very like a Dutch school with Dutch students. Maybe already there you can say that the students who come to Artes, they come from the area around Arnhem, most of them. So it's kind of a local, it's a more local community. I think students who come to the Rietveld is more like an international community. People who come from Vilnius and go to the Rietveld, or come from Stockholm and come to the Rietveld, are already students who are seeking for something else, who are already across the border because they think, I need to find another kind of education. So it's another, it may be a more mature student. So I think already there in the smaller towns in the Netherlands, which probably don't attract maybe all these kind of international student designers, mm-hmm. It's a smaller world. And what I said before, that what is really important is also like your students in your classroom, how they influence you. So if that community has a smaller sense of the world, I think that affects also their work. That could maybe be an explanation.
But for example, at the Werkplatz Typografie, there seems to be like it is a sort of a group feeling. I hear comments like that it is one, that it is, well, one family or one ideology, like the students, you know, like.
Well, I think it's more like Big Brother. No, I don't know.
Not
Big Brother. No, I think it's more the
fun. Who is Big Brother? No.
I think it's probably because everybody comes from somewhere, but never they come from Arnhem, or almost never. You also don't move to Arnhem because you think like, wow, Arnhem, that's a great city. So in a way, automatically, your place at the Werkplatz Typografie becomes your home. Because your home is most of the time like a room in the city, maybe shared with other people, but not with the students from the Werkplatz. So your interaction at the Werkplatz becomes your social. It's like your it's where the social action also happens. And since they all try to find something similar, there is also a big similarity maybe between them. Like they are looking for something specific. They come all the way to Arnhem. So they're, if you talk about a dating agency, I think the people who come to the Werkplatz are kind of pretty much close to each other, you know. Maybe not in the kind of work they make, but at least there is a big overlap in interests. They found the Werkplatz, you know. The Werkplatz is a small school. It's not advertised everywhere, so you already have to know something. You have to already find your way to it. So it makes the students more kind of equal, maybe in that sense, and more kind of they become more friends.
And would you compare it also to, for example, Cranbrook at the time that Kathy McCoy was there?
Well, I think Cranbrook is a similar kind of situation, because that's also like really it's in like a small town. Of course, it's close to Detroit, but it's a small community. I can imagine it's kind of similar. And of course, the McCoys, they were also kind of very, they influenced a lot the program and the students, and maybe there was this community feeling. But I have a double feeling about this kind of thing where students are maybe really like so close. I think on one hand it's good, but of course I think if the Werkplatz would be in Amsterdam, it could also be more healthy, because they would have also more life outside school.
Type Radio. Type Radio.